You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's get our teeth into the information right now. We were talking about, or we were about to talk about, how 4 billion people worldwide have untreated cavities. 4 billion. Now, researchers from the Institute of Dentistry at Queen Mary from the University of London, according to drugs.com, discovered that dental problems affect up to 3.9 billion people, which is more than half of the world's population. I don't know who was responsible for the counting. My guess is one of the research assistants usually have to do that type of work. So somebody did all the counting. But still, that's a lot. Now, you know, we don't talk about teeth as much as we should on this show. I love talking about the teeth. But again, I'm not a dentist. I'm not an oral surgeon. As a family doc, we get very little dentistry in our training. And I wish we got more. Most of the stuff I had to learn on my own. And many of us have discussed superficially, the as deep as we could, certain dental issues on this show, and why dental care is so important. And one of the big driving home messages we've had is, if you have poor dental health, you could have a poor heart, right? Dental health could lead to poor heart. If you have poor dental health, you don't eat right. You eat whatever you could eat. You don't sleep well with poor dental health. So if half of our world has dental issues, okay, that's not something to blow off or take lightly. Now, I know some of you are like, Dahlia, we got bigger fish to fry. We got transplant issues. We got cancer. We got Obamacare. I get that. I understand. We got Obamacare coming around the bend. I got that. If not, I mean, if we already haven't seen sequelae from that, I get that. But the thing is we do have to nip things in the bud and head things off at the pass. If many of us have dental issues, and those dental issues, and we're just talking about untreated cavities. Okay, we're not even talking about gingivitis. We're not talking about TMJ. We're not, you know, I mean, we're talking about just untreated cavities. 4 billion people worldwide. Yes, I did make my dental visit. I haven't seen the dentist in 2 years. I didn't realize. I thought I just went a couple months ago. I called the dentist up. He said it's been 2 years. Wow. I'm scared to death what he's going to find. See, me, I grind my teeth. I grind my teeth in my sleep. And so my teeth are pretty flat back there if I have any left. So I'm kind of nervous about that. So I'm going to make my dental appointment. I don't have dental insurance. It's going to cost some money. But I'm going to try to get that done. But, I mean, a lot of us, we don't have the money to go to the dentist. I mean, I'm going to use my credit card, of course. I mean, I get that. You know, so Obamacare does not cover dental, from what I understand. Correct me if I'm wrong. So this is kind of a big issue here. I mean, if we have half our world population, I don't even know what the numbers are in the States, but if half our world population has dental issues, then a health crisis is going to be even growing, okay? You know, some of you, you aren't going to try to eat, you know, vegetables and salads and crisp asparagus if you're having teeth issues. You'll try to get some chocolate pudding in you. You know, very interesting. One of my buddies just got his teeth pulled and implants put in. And he had horrible teeth for the longest time. Well, I hadn't seen him in a while. He's, I think, about 50, 55. I hadn't seen him in a while. Well, it looks like he packed on 20 pounds. I didn't realize how skinny he was. And it's because he says now he can eat. Now, some of you are like, wait a second. You know, why would I fix my teeth? I've gained weight. You're missing the point. He was starving because he could barely eat. He also would never smile. He didn't want to smile because he was afraid somebody would look at his teeth. All right, now he's smiling, he's eating, he's socializing. I mean, just the psychological aspect of this. Now, they say tooth loss is often the final result when preventative and conservative treatments for tooth decay or gum disease fail or are unavailable. So that's why we need to step up our efforts to be able to prevent the gum disease to save the tooth. Now, some of you are noticing that your gums recede. That's some scary stuff. When your gums recede, it's hard to get the gums back. Now, there are gum transplants. I get that. There are gum transplants you could get. And, but that's pretty expensive and that's pretty painful in and of itself. So, you know, once those gums start to recede, you go, gosh, my teeth are looking longer. Make sure you get in with the dentist and get that stuff checked out. You're supposed to be brushing your teeth after each meal. All right. Be very careful with the diet sodas and the sodas and anything acidic wears out the enamel. I'm a huge fan of dental flossing. You got a dental floss. Also water picks. Water picks we talk about a lot on the show. In fact, my kid's orthodontist told us about the water pick. He said the water pick gets under the gum. It's really healthy. Problem with our water picks is they usually run out of battery and we stop using them. But water picks are so important because they flush things out and they help preserve your gum. Easy stuff. And it's very gentle. So, you know, I've had some of you ask me, why can't I just get all my teeth pulled out? The problem with getting all your teeth pulled out and then needing to take care of dentures, etc., is, I mean, you know, if you have good working teeth that could work with others, we do like to save the teeth, okay? We don't want you disabled. We don't want you where you don't have teeth and you are relying on dentures, okay? If we have some catastrophe, you lose your dentures, all right? You don't have your teeth, you can't eat. And out in the wild, you need to be able to shear food, okay? You can't chew with gums. So I know, you know, things are all kind of, you know, calm and easy going right now. So you're thinking, you know what, I'll just get the teeth pulled out. I'll save the money. One of my family members did that, said that too. Let me just pull out all my teeth. Let me pull out all my teeth and get dentures so I could save money on dental work. Don't do that because you will be handicapped. One of my favorite oral surgeons, Dr. Sachs, you know, had wanted me to talk a patient out of that. Saying, look, I mean, you know, you still have enough good working teeth. Don't do that. But mind you, there are issues. If you do have problems finding inexpensive dental care, sometimes try the nearest dental school. The nearest dental school may actually be more reasonable. Also, again, just like with doctors, sometimes you can talk to dentists about payment plans, about ways to do things cheaper. You know, sometimes I ask the dentist to do as little x-rays as possible. That'll save money, too. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DR-ALEX.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, very interesting. Scientists have discovered how to increase a fruit's shelf life so they don't get mushy quicker. Now, remember, as we go into our food shortages that we're going to be seeing more and more as the world population is increasing, and our lands in many places where we do grow our crops are starting to be depleted of a lot of their nutrients, we need to figure out to make the food that we have last longer. So scientists have figured out that if you use UV light over a long period of time on these strawberries and kind of bathe them in these UV light, we would see them last a longer amount of time. So they use LED technology that basically turns the refrigerator into like a sunbed. And they say usually the dark conditions in a, you know, because, you know, the light goes off when you close the refrigerator door. I know a lot of you don't believe it. You think that the light is always on, but the light goes off when you close the refrigerator door. Very hard to test because nobody wants to actually sit in the refrigerator to see if it works, because we're all afraid. No, some of us can't fit, and we're all afraid that we won't be able to get out. But the truth of the story is it does get dark. So they say the dark, kind of damp conditions of the fridge cause strawberries to start to go mushy a lot quicker. So it uses LED technology that turns, I guess, the fridge into like this little sun bed, they call it. And this special lighting causes strawberries to last almost twice as long. They installed UV LED, which are light-emitting diode lamps. They said the spoilage time for the shop-bought fruit was delayed, and they were still fresh after 9 days. Whereas other strawberries already had mold, already had visible damage, concentrated certain chemicals, all right? They say special lamps emit the UV light at a wavelength similar to natural sunlight that passes through the Earth's atmosphere. Remember, Earth's sunlight does a lot of good stuff. Now, if this LED light works on strawberries, it could then possibly work on a variety of other foods, and then we can make our foods last longer. I got to tell you, that probably is the most frustrating thing I've noticed when I go grocery shopping. You know, we talked about finances and people eating out and junk food, et cetera, and fast food. And we know why a lot of people eat fast food. One is because it's fast. Two, because it's tasty. But three, because it's cheap. You know, when I go to the grocery store and I buy groceries, I could very easily spend $150 on groceries. How long do those groceries last? Well, the box of cereal will last. The non-fat milk will last probably about a week or two. Okay, but it starts tasting funny to me after a week. The bananas, they turn black after 2 days. So I try to only buy 4 bananas. 2 bananas for each day for the kids. And I know the produce people get mad because I take the bunch and I start ripping off the most green so they last. Bread lasts about a week. Peanut butter and jelly maybe lasts. I get the meat. I get the vegetables. I get the starch. I could maybe cook a couple dinners out of that. That's $150 for groceries. No wonder it's so easy to go and get the extra value meal or get some pizza and then have leftover pizza the next day. I get that. I mean, that's the problem. Grocery shopping is getting expensive, and I'm not even talking about organic. I mean, I went to an organic store. My $100 bag was, I mean, a pretty small bag. I mean, it was maybe the size of my laptop. I mean, open. I mean, that's crazy. And so, that's something we got to kind of address also, how our groceries need to, how, you know, we need to, and we'll probably do an episode one day, how to turn $100 in groceries to something that could feed the family for a week. I tell you guys my story where I had $6 to spend on groceries in my poor days. And what I bought with that $6 is I bought a box of cereal. I bought some milk, right, like Sesame Street, a loaf of bread, a container of milk, and a stick of butter. So I bought some milk. I bought a box of cereal. I bought a loaf of bread, and I bought some turkey ham. And that had to last me a week. And it did. I ate cereal. I stingied the milk. Okay, so I had cereal twice a day, and I had the turkey ham sandwich for dinner. And that lasted a week. Now, I was kind of skinny in my 20s. I mean, it worked. Now, that's not healthy, though. Okay, what's healthy about that meal and that way I ate? Okay, you know, where was a salad? Where was some cooked vegetables, etc.? So, you know, number one is we need our foods to last longer. Because I cannot stand throwing out molded bread, throwing out molded fruit, throwing out meat. I mean, one of the reasons why many of us buy the salamis and the sausages and the processed meats that aren't really good for you is because they last longer than the fresh meat. I mean, it stinks. The more unhealthy, the longer these foods last. What is it? One guy had a Happy Meal. It's been sitting around for 15 years. Still looks the same. I would eat it. But the preservatives in these foods cause it to last longer. There is going to be nothing we could do to stop the fast food epidemic and the obesity epidemic if we can't figure out how to make grocery shopping cheaper and more financially reasonable. Now, one time we tried to take $200 worth of groceries. which again, put on the credit card, and we tried to make meals throughout the week, which is probably the smartest thing to do. Make meatloaf, okay? Eat part of it for dinner, freeze the rest for later that week. Make some lasagna with it, make some chicken salad for lunches, get some fruit that lasts longer. Grapes seem to last longer than other fruits. Seal up the bread really tight. Okay, and we were able to make meals throughout the week. The problem is by the third day, none of my family wanted leftovers. Now, for me, I'll eat the leftovers. I don't care if they taste different. They didn't taste funny. I don't care if they tasted different. But the family, they didn't want to eat the leftovers. Now, that's got to be something you're going to have to overcome. A freezed meatloaf from a few days ago that has to defrost has to be able to still taste somewhat okay. But I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, every time we go grocery shopping, it is a lot of money. And we try to buy the bulk, you know, like yogurt. I'll get the Greek yogurt, but then I buy it and I don't want to eat it. Okay? If you guys are having money issues and you're trying to figure out how to make it work, then you guys need to figure out what you could do with your meals. Now, some of you will say, well, I get a bunch of frozen lean cuisines. Or I get frozen meals. Again, the problem with that is you're getting the salts, you're getting the preservatives. There's got to be a way where we could eat fresh. And that fresh lasts. I mean, the other thing you could do is you could buy all your side dishes, cook them up, pre-cook them up, and then just run to the store and get the fresh meat if you want to do that. And remember, we talked about how vegetarians live longer. We need to do a couple meals where it's no meat. Remember, that's our goal this year, 2 meals of the week, no meat. I know many of us eat 21 meals a week. I'm just asking for 2 of your meals to be without. Nah, breakfast doesn't count. Dinner. 2 of your dinners without meat. Can you do it? Now, one of you, when we talked about that, had said, wait a second, Dahlia, you're telling me that if I eat spaghetti, that's a healthy enough dinner? Well, it depends on how you do it. If you eat wheat spaghetti and your marinara sauce is chunk full of tomatoes and garlic and oregano and basil, okay, you are having a healthy meal. That's better than some fried chicken. I mean, if you eat potato, baked potato, and you don't smother it with butter and all sorts of stuff, baked potato could be pretty healthy. Yes, there are ways you could eat healthy without, you know, there are vegetarian ways. A vegetarian lasagna, put some low-fat cheese, stock it up with vegetables. There's ways to do it. I know you guys don't believe me. But there is. Okay, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about what the latest is on the Philadelphia building collapse, what the latest is going on with Trayvon Martin and the George Zimmerman case, where prosecutors had withheld information from the defense. I don't think they're going to shut down the case. I think they're going to still go forward. I still don't want to know how that happens if certain evidence was already deleted and can't be used in the court. I wonder how the case does go on, but we're going to talk about that. Then we're also going to talk about fewer than 6 hours of sleep at night. Okay? Increases heart disease. 6 hours of sleep. Not enough, people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Realizing 10 days is my birthday. Oh, man, I want to be depressed. I mean, I know it's better than the alternative. Thank the Lord I get to celebrate another birthday. But, man, right, today's June 6th, so I'm going to be turning 42 in 10 days. Oh, do I sound like I'm 42? Yeah, I'm getting older. You know what? You know, but honestly, I feel like I'm in my, 9 years old. I feel like I'm 10. I mean, I don't feel, you know, my knees ache, my back aches, I get GERD, my hemorrhoids flare up every now and then. So, I mean, I feel middle-aged, but mentally, right, I still feel young. I mean, I still think farts are funny. I mean, those things always make me giggle. I'm going to be 80 years old, God willing, and still, my kids will make a fart joke and I'll think it's funny. Anyway, good for this mom. This is kind of interesting. Apparently, a stepmom in Indianapolis decided to take this type of punishment on herself. And she decided, rather than to beat the kids, to publicly embarrass her kids by making them hold signs admitting their crimes on a busy road after they stole a $50 gift card from her. Natasha Scott, okay, accompanied the two school-age children as they stood on an hour on the corner of 38th and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. streets, holding signs in Indianapolis proclaiming their guilt. Apparently, they stole a $50 gift card from her. Now, I see the kids, they're standing there, and they're holding these signs. It's kind of hard to read. One is Unique Carruthers, 11 years old. The other is Zachary Scott, 14. They made homemade signs. All right? You can't really see a lot of the words. They're kind of small. But basically, you see the word stole. One says, I am a thief. I stole from my mother and family. I can't be trusted. If you see me on the streets, watch out because I'm a thief. Okay, that I think that's a little too far. The other one is, I'm an accomplice to a thief. I help spend stolen money from my stepmom. Don't trust me. If you see me on the streets, go the other way because I will help get you. Okay, I don't know if I would go so far as that. I like the idea of standing there with a sign saying, this is a punishment, you know, for something I did wrong. You have to be careful in this day and age with smartphones and videography and stuff, where if a teenager was caught stealing and he holds a sign saying, I'm a thief, expect me to steal from you, that kind of stinks, because then if there's a robbery, right, or some sort of theft that happens a day or two later, somebody could blame these guys because here they are holding the sign admitting that they're thieves. I don't know if I would go so far as that, but I love the idea of, rather than beating the kids, having them do something for an hour or two where they have to stand up and hold a sign, okay, saying, I did something wrong, I lied to my mother, I lied to my stepmother, all right, this is my punishment, just keep driving, all right, and the fact that you had to sit there and do that, okay, without incriminating yourself for anything that in the future somebody could blame on you, I think it's fine. Apparently, Ms. Scott was given a $50 gift card for being an exemplary employee at St. Vincent Indianapolis Hospital. When she went to use it to pay a gas bill, apparently it had already been spent by the kids on ice cream at Dairy Queen. Now, I haven't been to Dairy Queen in about 25 years, but it doesn't really cost $50 for ice cream. All right, but I guess the children did feel repentant about their crimes when they were interviewed by a news source, and he said it was kind of fair. We did something bad, so we deserve the punishment. No, I think that's great. I think it's great. The only problem is, my kids are kind of clowns. All right? So they would be out there, and I would have done that too. My mom made me stand out there with her. We got belts when we were younger. I would have loved to stand out there with a sign instead, because I did not like the belt. But, I mean, knowing me, I would perform. I would probably be dancing with the sign. I would probably be trying to show everybody, and I'd wave. I'd be blowing kisses at everybody. My kids would probably do something similar. They would be probably showing the sign. They'd probably be texting their friends saying, come by, I'm holding the sign out on the middle of the street, right? So I don't know if that would really work. But I do like the idea of finding other ways to punish kids besides hitting them. And, you know, admitting that you did something dumb. I mean, I like the idea of lying, you know, saying you lied as opposed to, you know, saying I'm a thief and then, you know, possibly somebody taking a picture of that and using it later against you. But, I mean, I think she did right. You know, for $50, stand out there for an hour, she's right. Whew. Now, they were in, like, T-shirts and loose pants. It didn't look cold. I mean, Indianapolis this time of year can't be that bad. I'm sure it gets humid soon. All right. The 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. The world's oldest tumor has been now found. I know some of you, you know, you're kind of interested in you know, our Neanderthals, and some of you are interested in, gosh, I would really like to see the world's oldest tumor. Well, we have the world's oldest tumor. Apparently, the world's oldest tumor was found in the rib of a Neanderthal that lived 130,000 years ago. The rib was found in a cave in Krapina, Croatia. They scanned the bone, the scientists, and found evidence of a soft tissue tumor. Now, we have seen tumors in 4,000-year-old Egyptian mummies, Egyptian mummies. But in terms of finding a tumor that's 130,000 years old, wow. Apparently, scientists at the University of Kansas took x-rays of the rib fragments, okay? And this was first found in the Krapina rock shelters of Croatia. They discovered that the inner bone of these ribs were missing. So they did CAT scans, and I think what probably happened was they had he had a soft tissue humor known that we would know today as fibrous dysplasia. All right? Basically, it kind of eats out the bone. All right? And so these bones are very poric, have, you know, pores in them. It looks like they were, quote unquote, like burned out. So the inner part was kind of depleted. Now, somebody could say, well, you would think after 130,000 years, I mean, the bones would deplete. But the other bone, parts of the bone look pretty thick. Okay? Apparently, so they used these CAT scans. Oh, apparently they even used x-rays of bones from the 1980s. One of the inch-long rib fragments was shown to have sections of bone that were burned out in the x-ray images because they had to compare it to an x-ray, you know, of what a bone looked like 130,000 years ago. Burned out sections of x-rays suggest overexposure, and in the rib bones, this overexposure was caused by missing bone in the inner part of the fragment. When you guys get an x-ray done, you got white parts to the x-ray, you got dark parts to the x-ray. The white, anything that's radio opaque, thick, will come out white. Anything that's very thin, all right, or low density will come out black. So fat and skin are lighter than bone. Air is black on an x-ray. So some of you will look at your x-rays and you'll see a big black area on your lung or both areas black and you'll freak out. No. Black on the lung, okay, we're not talking about what you're looking grossly at a lung. We're looking at on x-ray, black is air. So when they scanned the bones on x-ray, they had seen that parts of the bone were black in terms of the air on x-ray. So then what they did was they used the high-resolution micro-CT scanners, and they found that some of the bone, like the spongy part, might have been eaten away. That's what happens with fibrodysplasia, where abnormal bone growth replaces or the fibrous bony tissue. It's not normal bone growth. And, you know, for the most part, we could treat it nowadays. But just interesting stuff. I know some of you are like, I really can't get excited about a Neanderthal bone tumor. But for me, this is right up my alley. I could read about this stuff for hours. I just dig that stuff. So anyway, I'll try to post this on Facebook or Twitter so y'all can see what a 130,000-year-old rib looks like. All right, don't go away. 1-877, Doc Della.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Come to the Gluten-Free Expo at Ernie's Pub and Grill in Burnsville, Minnesota, Sunday, June 9th. We'll be giving away free samples of great gluten-free products. Vendors including Bob's Red Mill, Pamela's Product, Mary's Gone Crackers, and much more. Experience supplements from Dr. Wallet, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. One day only, Sunday, June 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit erniespub.com or call 952-435-2867.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, in the first hour of the show, we had been talking about the transplant, the 10-year-old girl that apparently a judge has now allowed her to get to be put on the adult transplant list, where it usually only allows 12 years old on up. And the judge was able to allow the 10-year-old girl to who has cystic fibrosis to get a lung transplant. And we had kind of discussed, you know, the way we do transplants, and it brought up a pretty big discussion on air earlier today. Apparently in news today, we have another story of 5 siblings may all need heart transplants. Apparently there is an Oregon couple, Jason and Stacy Bingham, who have, I guess, 2 children that have already required heart transplants, okay? Their 6-year-old daughter, Sierra, the 8-year-old daughter, Lindsay, okay? Now they're finding that the 3 others may as well. They suffer a rare genetic condition that I guess, affects 6 out of every 1 million kids as a child. They basically have dilated cardiomyopathy. Now, dilated cardiomyopathy is a very scary condition. And that's the condition we talk about when we hear of these kids that drop in the middle of PE or in the middle of a Little League game or while playing sports at school. Dilated cardiomyopathy should be picked up on physical exam by hearing a murmur. If the doctor hears a murmur, then they should do an ultrasound of the heart, okay, like an echocardiogram. If they see this, then we try to treat dilated cardiomyopathy. Unfortunately, sometimes the muscle is just so thinned out and the heart is so dilated that they do need a heart transplant. So now we find out that the parents got all their children tested. One of their sons already had a pacemaker installed. He'll also need a heart transplant. So we're looking at five kids that may need heart transplants. Crazy. Now, you know, when we were discussing about this child that is able to hopefully be put on the adult list, that's exciting. I mean, we are all excited for her. It's phenomenal that the judge was able to affect that. But I do know that there was some discussion on, okay, well, you know, should the organ go to people who will survive with it? Okay, one of our listeners was kind of afraid to bring up the subject, so he wanted to be anonymous. And he's like, you know, look, should it always be the younger person gets the organ first? You know, shouldn't it be where will the organ have longevity? Well, to go back to the 10-year-old cystic fibrosis patient, what we're being told is if she does get the organ, she could be essentially cured. So it's not that she has a condition that would eat up the new transplanted organ as long as she can successfully handle the transplant and not reject it. So that's good news with that. But the listener does bring up a point how our new transplant rules are changing to the point that if you have been waiting on the list, you have signed up, you've been waiting long, you're in the city where the organ will be, if somebody younger than you needs the organ could be shipped across the country to that recipient. Now, for those of us that are in our 40s, I think a lot of us would say, yeah, you know, give it to the kids, absolutely. But what do we do about a 30-year-old versus a 40-year-old? A 50-year-old versus a 60-year-old? Okay, now, I don't think we're going to have that big a dichotomy with this. I think the big age difference would be there's a kidney. Do we give it to the 60-year-old or do we give it to the 20-year-old? Now, we don't have enough organs. And it's shocking to think we're going to have to ration. But one of my listeners called in and she said her father is not going to be a candidate for a lung transplant because they think the body will not recover from that transplant, and they think the body will reject it, or his pulmonary fibrosis will take over the new transplant, so they will not give him a lung. He has 2 to 5 years to live, but he has a happy attitude. He's happy a lung is going to a kid. Phenomenal. Our prayers are with her father. A phenomenal attitude. But that is, I mean, it's kind of a tough topic to talk about. We all want to say kids get the organs, hands down. Absolutely. And replacing a cardiomyopathic heart with a new heart could essentially cure these kids as well. So I think many of us will agree if there's a way to, save a kid's life who has a lot of longevity, give them a chance. So I think we would all agree with that. But what if we don't know? What if there are only X amount of organs and there are certain recipients where we don't know? Who is making these decisions? Okay, well, it's usually doctors. Okay, I'm hoping it's doctors. I'm hoping we don't have government involved. Somebody had called from Dayton, Ohio, saying the transplant center the transplant facility in his city gone. Now, I think Cincinnati was about 60 miles away, but still, that's far. All right, but I mean, boom. You know, he said with Obamacare, some of these companies can't stay open. So our transplant crisis is not going away. It's going to be huge. And, I wish we could all find our organ buddies now. Find a friend. Find a loved one, right, who you kind of match with. I mean, I know it's expensive to figure out who you match with, but maybe find your organ buddy. Because I don't know how it's going to be on the list. I mean, our odds may be more like winning the lottery, even though we all agree kids should get them. But I'd like to know how many 60-year-olds are able to get transplants now when they couldn't. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, Tropical Storm Andrea. The first tropical storm of this hurricane season has already made landfall. We were talking about how some of you thought it was kind of early for hurricane season. It really isn't early. Hurricane season does start in June. It's just many of these tropical storms are in the middle of the Atlantic. We don't really hear much about them because they don't make landfall. They dissipate and they're done. Well, this sucker formed up in the Gulf within the last couple days, already hit Florida. They're even saying there were some small tornadoes in Florida. And so Georgia has already been feeling the rain. They expect Tropical Storm Andrea to go up the eastern seaboard as far up as the Chesapeake Bay. Right now, I don't have any information on the damage. Thus far, we do know that the winds did increase up to 60 miles per hour. We also do believe that it's not going to be in the Gulf long enough to pull up the moisture that it needs to turn into a hurricane. So hopefully it dries out as it goes up north. So we aren't expecting like a Hurricane Sandy to have, you know, that type of effect. But we're already into storm season. Okay? Hope you guys are all preparing. We'll probably talk about tomorrow preparing for hurricanes, even though most of you on that area already know how. But for those of you that have been away and are about to come back, make sure you guys know how to board up, stock up. You know, I'm a huge fan of freeze-dry guy, great food, inexpensive, yummy, it lasts, pretty sturdy packaging. I think you guys should be okay with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is kind of interesting. Fox News has a list of 5 low-fat foods that are making you fat, okay? Now, some of these you guys are going to say, all right, well, you know, I know. But what you don't know is the fat you're gaining from these 5 foods is more than you think you are. Like, for example, chips, okay? Yeah, we got low-fat chips. That's fine, okay? But unfortunately, a lot of these low-fat chips have more carbohydrates, more sodium. And some of you will eat more of the low-fat chips because of quote-unquote low-fat. Look at peanut butter. Now, we know there's polyunsaturated fatty acids, okay, already in peanut butter. And peanut oil is not as omega-3 rich as your other types of oil, like olive oil. So a lot of carbohydrates, a lot of carbs, and a lot of sugar. Cheese. A lot of us love cheese, okay? People don't like low-fat cheese. I don't. I'd rather just eat regular cheese. Soda. These artificial sweeteners are really, really sweet, and I think it causes hormonal changes, making you hold on to your fat. And then even yogurt. Some of our yogurts are very, very sugary, a lot of calories. So keep that in mind. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe, and God bless.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.